You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This was last week, but we're seeing a lot of talk around this come up, and that is the funding for major road projects. I'm going to read a tweet from the county executive, and you tell me where we stand on this. He says, Republicans blocked $44 million in bonding for county projects. They reviewed it for 6 weeks, and they approved the projects last year. Major work can't begin until it's approved. Legislator, that's what the county executive says. What is your view of the vote to block $44 million in bonding?
At best, I could describe that tweet as deceptive. That's simply just not accurate. Yes, there's $44 million, and by the way, they're not all road projects. A lot of them are building improvements and those sorts of things. But our job as the legislature and the holders of the purse strings is to figure out how to fund these. And when we were told, you know, he referenced that we had them for 6 weeks, that's not true. What had happened was, first of all, the first piece of information that came over to us in February was a simple three-line letter that said, this is a placeholder, we'll give you your information soon. So then we went over, we met with the county executive, and we asked him, because we were getting hit up by a lot of contractors who were complaining about previous bonding projects never getting off the ground. And so we went over, we met with the county executive. We asked him for a list of past consolidated bond resolution and then the project update status. We asked him for 6 years, and literally 1 minute before our finance and management committee was beginning, he handed us 3 years, or his staff did. We couldn't even have a productive discussion because this is not, you know, just like, you know, a one line sheet. This is, you know, 4 11 by 17 front and back sheets of, you know, information that it took them 3 days to put this information together. And so we said, all right, let's leave it in committee. And we'll figure out how to pay for it. At this point, nothing has happened. We've asked for more information, and not a single bit has been given to us. And we need, and I'm, by the way, when we look into some of these projects, we're starting to see some red flags. Good example. 3 years ago, you know, we bonded out for some building improvements. There's $950,000 remaining that hasn't been touched in that bond. We're paying interest on it. It's just sitting there. This year, he wants to borrow $750,000 for RAF building improvements. Why can't we use that money from a few years ago on the RAF building improvements? He won't give us the answer. He won't even have a discussion on it. I have continued to ask for one-on-one meetings. I've asked his staff. I've asked through the media, and nothing. Zero. Crickets. So I've been told that there's a few projects that are time sensitive. I've asked for the county executive to let us know what those projects are, and we will pass those projects with cash. We don't know what those projects are yet.
You talk about the money left over from other bonds, right, that had been taken out and not completely spent. Is it normal for when that money's not spent to just sit there and not, you know, start making payments with what you had left? How does that usually work?
Well, first of all, we have to make payments. So we've already spent a couple million dollars on interest for projects that have not gotten off the ground. So when you add it all up, there's $63 million in projects that money has been bonded and has not moved forward. So what, you know what, I've been on the county legislature for 2 years. If this is normal, it's not right. I do think that we need to maybe reexamine how we decide to bond out projects, make sure they are a little more shovel ready than some of these that are in the past. But we're still asking for three more years worth of data. They got us 3 years and 3 days, and we're sitting a month here later, and we don't have the additional 3 years or any updates on the American Rescue Plan, which is a $100 million project.
Now, they asked for $44 million. You said if they came with projects, you would pay for them with cash. How much extra cash does the county have for projects like this?
Excellent question. So there's really two pots of money. Number one is our unrestricted fund balance, which stands at around $117 million. And the other thing that you've heard us ask over and over again, the county executive, is to provide us with details on how much money was left over from last year's budget. And so that's another pot of money. I'm expecting that to be somewhere, last figure the county executive gave us was about $42 million in 2022 surplus. But those details don't come to us until the middle or end of April, which is exactly why this resolution, these consolidated bond resolutions, always pass in May, because there's always an opportunity to use the previous year's surplus to pay cash on projects. And just to give you an idea, right now, New York State is putting aside $143 million in cash to avoid bonding out at least that piece for the Bill Stadium. Last year, when the Erie County Legislature was provided the details on the 2021 budget surplus, which was $175 million, we worked with the county executive to put away $100 million that is going to go towards not bond. So one, you know, out of the $250 million that Erie County is responsible, we're already down to $150 million, which is going to save a ton of money. I think it was $22 million we're going to save in interest. So we're just asking for that same process to be repeated this year. And if there's a project that's time sensitive, let's go, we'll pay it in cash. And then my idea, and again, this is why we have discussions, my idea would be to take the budget balancing amendment, and if it's $5 million in time-sensitive projects, then we just pay for it in a month. You know, we pay for it now, we allocate the money, get the project started, and then we refill the fund balance with money left over from last year. Again, $42 million is what we're expecting.
What is the reasoning they're giving you that they want to bond out instead of use the money on hand?
I don't have a clue. We haven't really been provided it. You know, the big thing that, you know, I have not been, you know, on Twitter yelling and screaming at the county executive. I've said to any media outlet that's reached out to me that my only goal is to try to, you know, maximize the dollars in Erie County in basically the best fiscal decisions for the county. I'm not here to score political points. I'm not here to get in PR, you know, battles with the county executive. I'm here whenever he wants to sit down and work for the betterment of Erie County. Because I'll tell you right now, if we save ourselves $2 or $3 million on this bond, that is money that we can allocate towards additional infrastructure projects. It's common sense. But let's look at it. They're not giving us information that we're requesting. They're pushing this through 2 months earlier than they ever do. Something doesn't smell right. You know, it's the old theory. If it looks like a duck and, you know, quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. And if we're not being provided information and they're trying to hide information and they're trying to push it through without giving us information, it looks like they're trying to hide something. I don't have a clue what that is. But we're not getting enough communication out of the county executive's office right now.
You know, one thing I heard, and I believe I heard this from the comptroller, but I'm not 100% sure on that. But one thing I heard was, you know, the extra fund is for emergencies. Now, maybe I'm wrong on this, but could emergencies, if an emergency pops up, couldn't that be bonded instead of just sitting on money waiting for an emergency? What's your thought on that?
Unrestricted fund balance is exactly what it sounds like. It's not restricted for emergencies, period. And by the way, we have $117 million, and every year we're going to add to it because, let's face it, that $117 million that we have right now is going to be worth less last year or next year. So, and that's part of the grand scheme that you got to look at the financial impacts right now is, number one, the cost of bonding is going up. So we're going to be paying more interest, and the value of our capital, our current cash on hand, is decreasing. So it is common sense to, you know, pay for things with cash. So there's even a possibility, depending on how much is left over, the county executive, by the time the comptroller finishes with his audits and get all the money figured out from last year, every one of these projects may be able to pay straight with cash right now, have zero impact, of interest in the future.
I'm sorry if I sound like I'm asking the same question, but back to the outstanding bonds, the ones that still have money left on them, how do those usually get paid? How long does it take to pay a bond off of $44 million or just pick a bond that the county's currently paying back? How long does that take taxpayers to pay that money back?
You know, it differs, you know, and that's one of those things that we really debated last year. So, again, one of them we really dug in deep was, you know, how we're going to move forward with the bonding of the Bills Stadium. So we're looking at 20, we're looking at 25, we're looking at 30-year bonds. Sometimes we'll look at 15-year bonds. It differs by the project. There is no set standard.
Is there a certain type they're looking for this $44 million? Is that part of the proposal, how many years they want to take to pay it off?
Well, those are the exact questions that should be answered in a committee meeting. But we will not have a committee meeting on this. We had the opportunity, you know, again, all the information got dumped to us while I was on the dais, the minute before they gaveled in the Finance and Management Committee. I then, the next week, and it's on the record, you know, I have the video of my speech from the floor of the legislature telling the other side, please do not try to intimidate us. Don't try to bully us into a vote, because it's not going to pass without being provided the information that we requested. Can you imagine that if you're trying to negotiate with somebody and they said, hey, can you bring this to me? And then, you know, the answer is, no, we're not going to bring it to you, but now we need your vote. It's illogical to think that we would have voted in favor of this bond when they haven't made any effort to work with us. That's the situation we're in right now.
Well, legislator, appreciate you shedding some light on this. And when we do get to a resolution, I hope you'll come back to Hardline.
I hope we do have a resolution. I am willing to sit down whenever the county executive wants to. I have made it clear, again, when I've spoken to other media outlets, I've made it clear when I've spoken to his staff that as soon as he wants to sit down, hammer this out for the betterment of Erie County, I will buy the beer. His staff told me this week that he likes Porter's and Utica Club, and I'm willing to find, you know, we've got a lot of great breweries here in Buffalo. I'm sure one of them will fit the bill, and we can get this hammered out.
Hey, the invite's set. We hope to hear of a resolution soon, legislator. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.